What's up, everybody? Welcome to Backpacking Scrubs, Episode 2. Visual Face here. Guys, introduce yourselves.
And Junkie Junker.
And it's Slave Boy.
Popo Sprinkles.
Swamps.
All right, guys. So a lot of gaming news since our last podcast. E3 starts this week. Also, information released about Modern Warfare 3. First, let's talk about E3. What are you guys' thoughts on... What are you looking to see, and what have you heard that interests you a lot?
For me, it's got to be the next gen portable from Sony. That looks absolutely awesome. Can't wait for it. I mean, from what I've read, and this is what I'm most excited about, is cross compatibility with PS3. So basically, what that means is that you can play with a PSN. Player and someone on the actual NGP, so there's cross compatibility here, which is I think it's just awesome.
Oh wow, that is really good.
That's
actually,
what
yeah.
That's what I'm most excited about.
Oh nice.
But, hold on, even though that sounds good, how would that really work? Because I mean, ability to control the PS3 controller has a certain feel and whatever. Does that translate over to that NGP thing?
Well, I mean, let me interrupt, Aaron. But I mean, from the look of the NGP, they've tried to, I would say, mimic, but make it so it feels close to what you'd hold in your hand for a PS3 controller, because they've added these analog sticks now. I would say mimic, but it's going to feel better when playing games instead of using the D-pad. I'm not too sure how it's going to.
All newer games will be able to do that. So, let's say Modern Warfare 3 or Battlefield, they'll all be able to do that.
I think it's just going to be, select games.
If you haven't seen the NGP yet or any of the videos, you really ought to, because the user interface as well. They're trying to get it down to pretty much how the XMB will work and how different aspects of it, so it can fully integrate in with the titles that they will bring out for it, so you can actually
they did put out some information a while back about the specs of it,
I'm seeing that here,
yeah, and how far away it was from the actual PS3.
It's not that far.
I think they're pretty much really identical, isn't. Aren't they, as far as
I
know.
I think it's similar technology.
I don't know whether anybody knows the rough price for what it's going to cost in the UK.
I think it's about £400 or £500.
The recommended retail price that they've been given, that a lot of people have leaked, is £300.
Really?
I mean, you look at the 3DS, that hasn't gone down well because of the price.
It's because of the headaches as well that people are getting. People are suffering really badly from that 3DS.
Whether they give a price for this at E3, I mean, I think they're going to have to go lower than the 3DS.
But do you guys actually play that much portable stuff? I mean, did you get the other... I have... I forgot what it's called. The
PSP.
Yeah, the PSP, the PlayStation Portal. I have that. When it first came out, I bought it. But I played one game, that was it. It doesn't really interest me. I bought it more for it was something new, different, but at the same time. I'm not going to play this. And if I'm on, if I'm on the train going to work, I'm not going to play this. It's just, I don't see. I mean, there's the market, because there has to be a market, because obviously there's so many of these things, but it's not me. I'm not the market for this.
Yeah, I mean, for the NGP, I think one of the big features is going to be 3G.
Yeah.
So you're going to be able to play on the go.
I think the most important thing about these NGPs and these, to say for iPhones, you play games in there, is battery life. Just because if I go out and bring my phone and play a couple of games in there, by the time I finished, I could have lost over half my battery life, and it's just no point. Well, they kind of really need to really make sure they have that kind of. They have a really good, battery life system on them, because otherwise there's no point. You're gonna spend about half hour in it or to an hour, and it goes. I mean, I have a PSP Go, and it's pretty much the same thing. The battery life doesn't last long at all for some reason. It's really, and like, you know, there's no point in portable. That's kind of, it's taking away portable gaming. You want some sort of lengthy gaming whilst on the move or whatever, and you get cut off by battery life.
I don't know, though, because, I mean, like, the way the batteries are now, I mean, you look at the way the iPad works. It'll run for, what, 8 hours, full usage, they say.
And
you know, and that's not exactly a giant piece of equipment. So, obviously, with everything that's crammed into it, the battery has to be really good.
Yeah.
Obviously, the battery technology nowadays is getting better and better and better, obviously, for, you know, which is what it's planned for longer gameplay use and stuff.
I mean,
I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Yeah, I mean, I do have an iPad, and like, I tell you what, it is definitely the best portable thing in terms of battery life. I used it on and off over Christmas, like pretty much constantly, and with constant kind of use, maybe not just gaming, just maybe surfing the web or whatever. It took about nearly two and a half days for the battery to die, and that was quite constant use as well. And I thought that was I was really, really impressed by the battery on the iPad. Really impressed.
I think the rumours for the NGP is that it's going to be around 4 to 6 hours battery life.
I mean, it's good for me because, like, I it's something that I definitely want to think about getting. I mean, the amount of time I'm spending in the hospital waiting rooms and whatever. I mean, having something to do, I mean, like, they're always a bit... They always frown upon it when I'm on my phone, and it's like, ooh, turn your phone off, please. Cardiac ward, blah, blah. So having the NGP, even though it'll have 3G on it, obviously they ain't going to frown upon it. They'll think, oh, look at him. He's just playing on a game or watching a film or whatever. You know, so for me, it's some... What the hell was that?
I've got no idea.
I know somebody needs a bit of oil on his squeaky wheel. Yeah, I mean, I followed, like, the NGP from when I first, like, well, like, the big announcement when it popped up, and I saw all the videos, and I saw what it can do, and that motion-sensitive back pad, you know, where you actually, like, can control, it's like a touch-sensitive part on the back of the NGP.
Yeah, I saw that, that's pretty much...
You know, there's a lot of new technology in that. For a handheld, even though it's like, you know, when you think of touch screen and what have you, but, you know.
Yeah, touch screen doesn't quite different. Bother me too much.
It's everything's going to become anyway. Everything's going to be touch screen.
Yeah, I know, but it's, you know, as long as the game's not dependent on you touching the screen, I'm happy.
Yeah, because there is just some games, I think, and that's what Sony realised, you know, with the Kinect, Sony said there's some games you have to play with a control pad. You can't take the experience away from it. You can't.
Yeah.
Some games you can't play without a control pad, and Sony, for me, got it right there. They said, no, we're doing it like this because we feel that an interaction with a pad or some sort of motion controller you need. And,
someone's mic flying up there.
So he took his head off and walked away.
Yeah.
Technical issues there. Thank you, JJ.
Have you seen the size of the screen?
Yeah, it's quite big.
It's like, I don't know, four times the size. Yeah, four times the size of the previous one, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite big.
Not sure if that's true,
but it doesn't exactly make the NGP any bigger.
No.
Necessarily. It's just that they can actually increase the size without affecting the overall.
Yeah, without compromising the size of the actual portable.
Yeah, by keeping it
around
the same. Yeah,
I saw side by side the both products. And I mean, you can see it's bigger, but it's not like overly big. You know, I mean, it's still, it would still probably fit in your pocket fine.
But I mean, you know, for like watching films on, because obviously, you know, PS3 utilizes, like, for me, I mean, DivX is one of the file formats where I watch a lot of the films that I pay for legitimately off the internet, by the way.
I'm hoping Junkie to jump in there.
And, you know, because, like, obviously, using DivX is really good because it's a lower format, low file size. So when you look at the thing like the NGP, that does work the same way as the PS3 does, and it has the same kind of like hardware, you know, and software and stuff like carrying loads of films on it as well. And with that big screen,
that'd
be an extra bonus.
Anyone seen what they're going to call it?
The Vita, is it?
Yeah.
The PS Vita, yeah, I saw that the other day. It's like
PS what?
Vita, V-I-T-A.
Yeah, Vita, something like that. Not keen on that.
That doesn't sound
really good. I don't know. I reckon that would change because, like, I mean, Nintendo Wii was called the Revolution, and then it went to the Wii, and then
Kinect was natal, and then that sounded something like pregnancy wise, and it was just like every time I heard it, it was like, what, pregnant women? Every time I heard natal, it was like, you know, is that something to do with pregnancy? It was just like, it just sounded stupid to me, and everybody was like, when Kinect got. Or when it got renamed to Kinect, it was like, oh no, it's rubbish. And I was like, no, that's better. It was a better name, so yeah, let's hope they don't stick with Vita or Vita.
I think what they do is they're going to throw the name out there and see what kind of responses they get out of it, maybe.
I'd just be happy with NGP.
Yeah, I think that's fine.
You know, I mean, you had PSP.
Sony NGP? I don't know.
It's what it is, next-gen portable.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's better than the Vita, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I don't like Vita. It just doesn't sound right for something like that.
I mean, if anything, like, releasing it, you know, this year when they will do, I mean, that should take... if it is priced right, I reckon they will take a big chunk out of Nintendo.
Does anybody know how much 3DS is?
Currently,
isn't it?
Yeah, you can pick one up now for about £140. Brand new.
Oh, 140 now. I mean, last time I looked at it was 240, but I haven't actually looked.
No. The price was literally bombed over
because
the last
nobody
month.
Bought it.
Yeah.
The ones that did buy it were trading it because, like, as I mentioned before, a lot of people are suffering major headaches watching the screens.
Yeah, they're throwing out. I mean, before they released it, they threw out major health warnings. It's like. I don't really fancy playing a game that's going to give me a heart attack, really.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not obviously the heart. It's affecting people's eyes, which is causing them to strain and which is causing the headaches and stuff. Yeah. And people have just thought, I don't really want that.
No, but they did give out some ridiculous health warnings with it. I remember reading the articles, like, really? Like you've been only playing a game? It's like, why would you? But I mean, I'm sure. This product must have gone through some health and safety regulation. It should have been mentioned somewhere, or they should have overlooked it, thinking, well, you can't release this. Health and safety says, you know, or I mean, that's what I think. I think, well, if it's not health and safety to the public, why release it?
Yeah.
Money.
So, Visual Face, you had the PSP Go, is it?
No, I had the one before that, the 3000.
I had the PSP Go.
Because the PSP Go, that doesn't have, like, the little miniature CDs, does it? It's all...
USB.
That's it, yeah. Well, I think the NGP...
No, the one I had the miniature CDs.
Yeah, the UMDs, yeah.
But yeah, I think that was an issue with the PSP Go. I think they changed it this time around, so that it's both. So you can download, obviously, I assume from the store...
Yeah,
and also,
Netflix or the film or whatever, you know, whatever they choose to do.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I think it's definitely the way that they should go, rather than, you know, like, selling them, you know, on discs and that, because a lot of people don't really want to carry cases around with discs in and stuff like, you know, just to watch a particular film. They just have a really good download service for it, then I think people would just be happy with that. I would be. As I buy all my stuff legitimately online. Yeah,
they need to, like, provide a bigger hard drive as well, because some of the games... I presume
it's got flash. Not flash. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Flash storage upgrades and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because I remember when I had the PSP Go out, I bought, I think, Grand Theft Auto is one of the games I got free with it. And it takes up... There's only, like, a 16-gig hard drive on there, and... I think Grand Theft Auto takes up a couple of gig. I think you could probably put on there a handful of games at a time. It means uninstalling and deleting. It's just like...
It's junky asleep.
No, wait, I just don't have anything to say.
What do you know with that PlayStation control thing we were talking about, with the screen on it? Does it have like a name or anything?
You mean the Nintendo one?
No, was it Nintendo or PlayStation?
I'm pretty sure
this is the Nintendo controller.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting mixed up now. Does anyone know, has that actually been made official, or is that just sort of like a gimmick or something?
I think it's confirmed.
I saw it on Kotaku, whatever the fuck it's called.
Kotaku has been proven a very reliable source.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. That's where Wings of Redemption gets all his reliable information from.
Modern Warfare 3. Half the game's been leaked on
that. That wasn't Wings, was it? It was Woody's Game Tag.
Yeah. That was sorry. I apologise. No, I don't really. If you do hear it, you know, I just can't be bothered.
But there was something about a touch screen Nintendo controller. Which is fine, because to be honest, on a Nintendo, I mean, most you're playing is maybe Mario, Zelda, maybe jumping around and shit. You're not really playing anything that intricate anyway.
Hmm.
So I don't really see that big of a... On a PlayStation, I don't see that shit working at all.
Yeah.
That's too much maybe hardware for the control.
So, Junkie, ever played a Wii?
Yeah, I bought my mom a Wii for Christmas 2 years ago.
Enjoy it?
I don't like Wii.
Wii's all right.
I think you have to have a few people. Like I played it, and like you have to have a handful of people with you. It's more enjoyable when you play it by yourself. It's not the same as maybe what PS3 or Xbox is, but it's more enjoyable. It's definitely more of a family console than what it is than any of the others.
I don't know. I have played it once or twice, and I don't enjoy it at all.
I used to have one, but you know, I lost interest. Didn't fancy standing up, swinging around.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
That's a whole lot of small to play video games.
Small doses. Yeah. That's what I think. It's fine. And I'm going to say this, and a lot of people will disagree. I still stand by it. It's a console that I see primarily for kids.
Yeah, you know, I agree.
No, people,
I think you're
a lot of
right.
Adults who own one of them go, oh, no, it's for adults as well. But
no,
really, mate, you know, like when you look at it, if you've got a Wii in your house, the majority of people that'll want to play it is the kids. Mm. And then maybe the adults when they've had a few drinks, and they'll be, oh, let's all play on the Wii while we're drunk.
Yeah.
She's out of ourselves, but we don't care because we've had a beer.
I mean, that's my main intention of getting a Wii.
I've never gotten
drunk
before. I don't know what you're talking about, Swan.
Lies.
I don't really know what drunk is. What is it?
Oh, dear.
So, Wii 2, what's the change, apart from being HD and this new controller?
HD.
Is that it?
I think as far as I know, maybe they might put, but maybe like better obviously hardware in there. But it's just a Wii 2 now.
Games for it? So if they make good games, maybe people will buy it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think maybe we'll find out more at E3. Like,
but going back to the kids thing. I think you know it's the type of games that people like on that are like you know the. Like the sports games where people, you know, the interactiveness to it. They don't really make, apart from Zelda and the Mario series, which I enjoy. I don't really.
Yeah,
don't
I enjoy.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
I enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But they don't really make anything else that very good, like quality games. I think.
Yeah. No.
Well, you know, they're kind of limited by what their console can do. Realistically, I mean, if you look at it, I know you see Call of Duty on there and that, but. Honestly, who wants to play Call of Duty on the Wii? If you ever saw any videos on YouTube of like people playing multiplayer on the Wii online, it's just like I do laugh quite a lot. Not because of you know like people who are playing it are really bad, but when I see it looks comical. It really does, and that's for me that I think that's one of the big things about the Wii. Is just like you don't get that. You know, caliber of games that you do on the PS3 or the Xbox.
But, you know, maybe that's kind of what the difference between the Wii and the PlayStation and the Xbox, that, you know, the Wii is more comical. It's not quite maybe it's a serious game console as what the PlayStation and the Xbox is. It's just a purely entertainment, fun console, you know, get a couple of people over for some Mario Kart or, you know, something simple, you know.
Mario Kart doesn't count. That game is awesome.
Yeah, it is. Mario Kart is really fun, but you can kind of feel like where Nintendo went with the console, and they chose their audience.
They saw a niche in the market and they capitalized it, and it just blew up, and everybody went mad for it. But now it's just like, you know, Xbox has got Kinect, PlayStation's got Move, and slowly they're losing their grip on that market.
Yep.
And it looks like they've just, you know, they may have done some revamping to the console and obviously this HD format that they've invented. So to me, that just sounds like they've stuck a HDMI port on the back. And, you know, that's what it sounds like to me. That's all they've done.
Yeah.
But, well, you know, until we see it, then, you know, we can only speculate at what.
Yeah, I mean, there are rumours that it's going to be more powerful than the PlayStation 3 and Xbox.
Yeah, there is no official information about it. It's just been kind of hearsay. All we know it's going to be HD.
I mean, this is it. I mean, like, if it's supposed to be launched in 2012, I mean, how have they managed to keep it so quiet? If it's supposed to be as powerful as it's going to be, I just don't get how they managed to keep that completely quiet up until, you know, the last month or two. That little bits have been released, like, you know, about them announcing the new console at E3 and stuff. I just don't see how they've managed to.
Depends how they look at it and how serious they were in making it and whether they could pitch a market for it and whether, you know, a lot of things come into it, whether they're going to actually officially release something about the console. And until it gets to a point where they're serious about it, then they start releasing information about it. But
yeah, but I mean, there's always somebody somewhere that gets information about anything that comes out, you know. I mean, even if it's somebody who works for them, you know, because they know there's money in releasing the information.
Yeah.
They know they can sell that information for a good price. They'll leak it, even though people sign non-disclosure acts. People still leak the information.
Mm.
So this is where I just can't understand. If it's supposed to be as good as it's going to be that they reckon, you know, why haven't we heard about it? Or seen any of it before, because bits of information always get released. That's just me.
I don't know. That's a good point. I don't know why nobody would know about it until such a small time period before E3.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the interest factor. Maybe maybe not a lot of people are kind of interested in it. You know, as you said, it's just.
That's the thing, though. It's like, you know, it's Wii 2.
This is like, you know, where some people may not be interested in Wii 2, but loads of people are interested in the NGP, you know. You know.
Just reading about this Wii 2 controller. Apparently it's going to have a 6-inch touch screen with camera.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So is this going to be
like an entertainment center then, I guess?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, controlled television, all that shit, instead of, like...
Well, it is, isn't it? It's like one of them big, massive touchscreen controllers. Yeah.
But, I mean, obviously you're not going to be able to swing that around, so I suppose you'll have individual controllers as well.
Well, yeah, could you imagine the strap? It'd be like a handcuff, because you ain't going to want one of them breaking. Like, you ain't going to strap break, and that goes flying through, like, a double glazed window pane.
Yeah.
I can imagine that. Depending on what the hardware in there, I can imagine that controller being pretty heavy.
Thing is, like,
the Xbox controller is uncomfortable as it is personally. But I don't know. I'd have to see
when the Wii came about. No,
maybe
a lot
you need
of
to hit the gym, man.
There was a lot of reports about, you know, Wii-related injuries at hospital and that. Could you imagine it now? One of them big massive controllers. Somebody turning up to A&E with a big massive remote control embedded into his head. Like, how are you going to explain that?
I reckon obviously what they're doing, they're just following the market that Sony and Xbox are on now, because that's where the money is.
I just can't understand, why would you want like a 6-inch touchscreen in the controller?
Hasn't really been explained.
I mean,
you have to leave it down to them.
Yeah.
You're going to be looking at a screen regardless.
What I'm reading, you can actually take the controller away and play on it.
I think actually what the point is that you can actually play it portably as well as on the TV. I suppose it's kind of...
Yeah. I mean, how much is something like that going to cost? Mm. It's not going to be cheap.
It's not maybe for like you, but say for example, the Wii for me is downstairs on the main TV, and the main TV gets used a lot. And rather than me like moving the Wii somewhere else in the house, you know, I can just go on the Wii and just play it somewhere.
But technically, I don't think you're actually on the Wii. I don't think the Wii's going to be left on and you have the controller. I don't know how it's going to work. I assume it's going to have its own power source, its own.
I reckon.
I don't know how it's going to work.
So the controller's going to have the same kind of processing power as the actual Wii itself. I mean, from what like you've just said about
this
Wii
is all what I've read.
Beyond. Yeah, I mean that makes no sense because then,
I mean from an article I read, apparently it's confirmed, but the only thing that I can see that has been confirmed is it's a tablet-like 6-inch touchscreen with camera, and can be used as a gaming portable by itself.
Hmm.
But this is on GameSpot. I don't know how reliable that is.
Mm.
You just gonna have to wait. Really, that's really about it.
Yeah.
I mean, GameSpot are pretty. You know, they're all right for majority of the info that they have.
But, yeah.
I mean, yeah. I'll have to wait and see about that.
Okay.
What else are we looking forward to then on E3?
Well, before we talk about Microsoft, does anyone know what they're doing? Because all I know is that it's a few games and a few rumored things.
I read somewhere, I don't remember where, that they, I think maybe the same site, Kotaku, that they were going to announce some form of a partnership agreement. So apparently this week, sometime this week, Apple's going to be announcing some type of iCloud system with just for music and for their iPod and their iPhone. Microsoft's going to announce something similar but for television, and that'll work through the Xbox.
Okay.
Well, do you think that Microsoft might announce the Skype integration onto the 360 as well, seeing as they bought Skype?
I don't think they'll be doing that this week. I mean, that'll be pretty fast if they're able to get that.
Well, because they do want to put Skype on Xbox.
Yeah, no, and it would make sense. Why else buy it?
I mean, it wouldn't. It's not really going to be like a massive issue for them to like code something into, you know, blah, whatever their operating thing is for Skype to be added as a feature. You know, I mean, they all do it like when they add like the video marketplace and stuff and so on. But I think the only biggest thing that Microsoft is going to announce is, Modern Warfare 3, because it's going to be released on their stand. And I think that's just the little biggest thing that's pretty much like their biggest thing, I think.
Gears of War 3.
Yeah, that's why maybe, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but everybody saw, you know, Gears of War 3, you know, the beta's been out and, you know, we've had the videos out and the trailers have been released and what have you, and they did that at the end of the Champions League final. So, you know, everybody knows about it, but.
They did what at the Champions League? What was that?
Gears of War 3. I had an email about the Gears of War 3 trailer. They told me that it was going to be on at the end of the Champions League final. I presume it was done then. I didn't watch the end of the Champions League final. I mean, I was pretty content that Man U got beat, so, you know, I didn't need to see any more. I didn't stop around and watch the Gears of War 3 trailer. So, yeah, but, I mean, I don't really expect to see a lot from Microsoft from Modern Warfare 3, that's it.
Which is probably gonna.
But that'll probably take the event anyway.
That's probably why they know they don't need
to take
anything else with them. You know,
okay.
All the little kiddies.
Let's talk games. Junkie, what are you looking forward to?
I'd like to see what Modern Warfare 3 has to offer. I'd like to find out more about this COD Elite series.
Oh yeah, because more information is more information getting released at E3?
I'm not too sure. I know
they're putting the beta out later this summer, so yeah, I'm assuming they're going to have to tell you a little bit.
Did you guys sign up for the beta?
Yeah, I signed up.
No. I don't care. I really don't care about it.
I don't think, like, it's just to see what it's like. I don't think I'll pay whatever it is monthly for it. I ain't going to pay anything extra. I mean, I think enough.
So there's been different places say different things about it. From what I understand, so the ability to check your stats and all that stuff will be on it, right?
Yeah.
And that'll be free. But there'll be a fee for another. There'll be a fee for
other content or whatever it is,
or some other feature it'll offer. But we don't know what that feature is yet.
No, that won't get released until apparently near Modern Warfare 3. I was reading today.
Did you lot watch that video that they released? That Adventures of whatever his name
I'll watch that.
I saw the video. Not a reference to you, Visual Face. No, I ain't calling you a douchebag. I saw some features where they do competitions. I think it was towards the end of the video, where you can like play in competitions, and there would be some kind. I'm pretty sure that there was some actual prize to be won. From what I heard. So whether the fee is to do with that, you know, that kind of automatically, you know, like the fee prize for the prize as well. Obviously, whatever the prizes are, they're going to be crap because Activision's going to give them away or whatever, you know. So they ain't going to give you something that's going to cost a fortune because they don't want to make as much.
Does anyone know if this is a monthly subscription or yearly?
Yeah, no, it's a monthly. I don't know what the price is going to be for over here, but it's $8 a month, I think.
Well, to be honest, it wouldn't surprise me if I paid.
Something competing with like Netflix here, so that'd be like about $8 a month, yeah.
I mean, that surprised me it's monthly then, because, you know, say you get a map pack that's released.
You should get it for free.
That'd be included in your monthly subscription. Then you could just unsubscribe.
I don't get how they do that, though, because if that was, say, like, I mean, $8 a month or whatever. So, I mean, that's what, like, about £6-7 over here? So they ain't going to give you a map pack for, like, £7 when they can charge £12 on the store.
Yeah, by the time...
It might be something where, like, yeah, it's a monthly fee, but you're locked into them for, like, at least 3 months, three or four months.
Yeah.
I don't think it's like, you know, you sign up, you know, June 1st and you can unsubscribe July 1st just to get the map pack. I don't think you can do that.
I think it'll be a novelty thing. It'll be all right for a couple of weeks, months, or whatever, and then it'll just, like, fizzle out to nothing.
I'm not paying for it, but it's
not one of those things that, you know, makes me think, ooh, I've got to get it. You know, there's enough stuff that you can get anyway. You know, games and stuff.
And they're also, they're also going to be doing, like, obviously, like a forum, obviously, to connect people to play with, you know, to get friends to play with each other.
I'm pretty sure I've got a friends list on my PSN.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that works fine, and I don't have to pay for that.
If you think about it, the majority of the people that play this game don't go to forums, don't know who like 402 or JD are. Like, the majority of the people that play this game are completely oblivious to having a friends list and wanting to play with other people that, you know.
Yeah, but do you think like the introduction of this is going to make it any different? Yeah, you know, honestly.
It might, because people are stupid. They buy all the map packs and they might as well just buy the subscription. Like, oh, look.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you know, there's that kind of stupidity, but I just can't see it making any big difference to people that, you know, like that you say that don't play with other people, and just by getting that, it's not going to make any difference to them. I don't see them getting any benefit out of it.
I mean, is anyone here, I mean, I pretty much doubt, anyone here actually going to do that monthly subscription thing or just stick with the free thing?
I mean,
no.
Yeah, I will. I mean, I've got money to throw away on ridiculous stuff that I don't need. So,
the thing is, though,
yeah, I might as well.
We're saying no now, but we don't know what's going to be in the premium membership.
It depends. I mean, if
got something really good.
Yeah, if it's something really good, like something, you know what, actually, I mean, I don't know. I may trial it. If it's only a monthly thing, I may trial it for, like, say, a month or so.
I guarantee you I'm not paying for that. I played Black Ops for 3 weeks. Think I'm gonna actually, I don't know, I mean, they've let me down with Modern Warfare 2. They let me down even worse with Black Ops. Why the fuck would I go, I'm debating on whether buying Modern Warfare 3. So why would I, you know, unless that game is spectacular, I mean, has zero faults, I'm not gonna pay extra for a service, and I'm gonna probably end up stopping playing the game within a month and a half.
I mean,
J Loco.
I mean, you know, you read all of what's been said, you know, there's no difference, you know, you're not going to be excluded from map packs, it's not going to stop you from playing online and blah blah, it's just these extra features for people that, you know, want to be really anal about every stat in the game and what have you, and it's like, and I'm thinking, well, hang on a minute, right, because I know I'd like to see the removal of stats and that in the game. And I thought about this, and I thought, well, hang on a minute. So they're making people pay just to see their stats online, and I think, you know, I just can't get it. Well, don't get it. It's just like, you know, I'll just charge people for watching or having a look at their stats.
The stat part.
Oh, no, but sorry, I mean, that's part of the free.
The stats and the fan thing.
Yeah.
There's actually quite a bit that's actually free.
Yeah, there is quite a bit that is actually free. The extra content that what you're going to pay for is still unknown.
Like custom leaderboards. I don't know why you'd use them, but I'm sure there'd be a... Yeah.
Well, it's just kind of like, I think I read it was like a create your own leaderboard.
Yeah, that's right.
Friends or something
like that. You just get to put yourself at the top if you want.
Yes, excellent. I'll do that.
Yeah, £15 a month. Cowed Magic will be on that. Like, I was on shit. number one, and I don't have to buy 8 PS3s for it. Whee!
Yeah, I mean, there does seem to be quite a bit for free, so I don't know what they could put in to persuade people to actually pay the monthly fee. Yeah. You know,
I'll stick with the free stuff, definitely. Well, it's nothing.
Even the free stuff don't interest me. I really don't.
Oh, most of what this is already in Black Ops, you know, all these stats and stuff.
See, it's already getting the game. And I don't know.
Unless what they do is they take it out of the game. So let's say if you want to look at your stats, you got to go online.
Yeah,
I'll be happy with that.
I think maybe that's what it is. It's a server thing, you know. So if they can base it on a different server,
I'll pay them then, as long as I keep it out of the game. I'll pay for it then.
No, that may be what it is. They may have integrated it to an online server status rather than actually have it in game.
They have a free custom app as well.
Really?
Ooh, a free custom map. Watch out. That sounds exciting.
iOS and Android.
A free custom map?
App.
My panties are getting so wet from that.
Oh, dear. But apart from that,
one map?
What do you reckon about the release or the newly released info about Modern Warfare 3, about no stopping power, no commando, no one-man army, no tat nukes, and stuff like that?
I hope they take out all kill streaks so Aaron stops camping.
People will still camp.
Yeah.
You'll still find, Slowboy in the corner of Claymores. And whatever the equivalent of Ghost will be.
See?
Or whatever the equivalent is.
You know, my brother outed me earlier, but let's just go on anyway.
What, you come out? Oh, well done, mate. Yeah. Well done.
That's it was hard, I'm sorry. It's in the despair at my
bad too. It was quite funny.
Just slight digression, what it was is that back in Resistance, we used to play the hardcore mode, and it was like one bullet, one kill or something like that, you know, and I used to kind of slowly move around the map while my brother would go around like John Rambo himself.
In front of you.
Yeah. And he's like, just run around, et cetera, et cetera, and then that's kind of, that was basically the point of the conversation, so I was a camper.
And instead Slayer Boy's like, no, I have to hide in this corner.
Protected.
I'm so scared to get shot. My KDR. KDR.
You lot hate me. You lot so hate
me. He cried a little bit. His brother was saying that he was crying, like literally crying.
So, Junkie, how do you feel that you can no longer camp for a nuke?
Oh, but Junkie's in despair. But Junkie was crying.
What do you mean I can't camp for a nuke? I can do whatever I want.
I am a little bit disappointed that Stop and Power isn't making a return.
I don't know.
I mean,
well, didn't he? So yes, Stopping Power as a perk is gone. But in another tweet, he said,
no, it's not be until a team thing. I think I know what you're gonna say. I don't think.
No.
Increase the damage.
Something along those lines. Yeah. Said, you know, gun gameplay, quick. Quick gun and gun gameplay, guys going down faster. What do you want to see in Modern Warfare 3? So from that inference, you take that the guns are going to be a little more powerful.
Yeah, that's what it was. It's just good. There's no stopping power, but they'll make the power of the guns a bit more.
The power of the guns is perfectly fine. Like, it's just hit detection.
Yeah,
that is like, true, yeah.
The power of guns in Black Ops is pretty good. I mean, if the lag and everything was... you could use any gun and put people down.
If I'm right, the FAMAS is one of the weaker base guns in terms of statistics, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a high
rate. Yeah, but for some reason, that's what I'm saying. So which one wins. The AK has more power but less rate of fire, but the Famous with higher rate of fire but lower power. Or is it a cancel out? The 47.
Well, online you gotta deal with everything with the lag, so you're gonna want the higher rate of fire so that you can get more shots on target.
Yeah.
But you like, it's just like, you're
more of a chance to
like,
kill something.
It's just like double tap as well. Just getting those bullets out, spit it out, literally. So what's more effective, bullets that come out quicker or gun power? You know, you just kind of like hard.
I mean, I guess on a lag situation, I guess Chunky's right. You would need more bullets because more of those bullets, you know, because let's say your early bullets miss, but your later bullets hit, but you have more of them coming out.
Right? But as theoretical as it should be, the AK-47 should technically, I think the gun statistics base that it's more powerful than the FAMAS, so that should win. And because the FAMAS has to throw out more bullets.
Yeah, but it's like you kind of answered it yourself. If the AK has got a higher damage but a slower rate of fire, and you put it up against the FAMAS, and the FAMAS has got, you know, it may have a lower damage but a higher rate of fire over the course, the FAMAS should still deal more damage.
That's kind of like comparing the M4 and the AK, isn't it?
You're talking about
AK was more powerful, even though it was slower rate of fire.
But this, we're talking about like how lag affects all that.
Yeah.
So I mean, you could be hitting them with on your screen with one or two bullets from the AK, but he's not. That's just not registering for him.
Rather than like the six or seven bullets that's just come out the FAMAS.
Right.
You know, you're going to get more detection with the FAMAS because you've got more bullets coming out. And you have with the AK.
You have a better chance of getting head detection if you have more bullets. Just make a good game and don't fuck it up and you'll be fine.
Not happening.
Not happening. They're going to... One thing I want from them is... It's support. You know how like last... Modern Warfare 2 came out, the care package glitch? Shit lasted like for like a month. Maybe a little longer. Right. It shouldn't take that long to fix a game.
Nah.
Especially if your game's only out for one fucking year.
Part of that can be the developer, and part of that can be like Sony themselves.
Well, I don't know about Sony. Well, Sony Black Ops came out, they were fixing things out quick.
Yeah, because they can fix things actually on the server. Where
go on.
It depends if it's live update or if it's a complete patch.
Go on, Pop.
I can't remember what I was going to say there.
It's something to do with fixing playlists online.
You know?
Not just playlists, but also little glitches. They could actually fix them actually live on the server. And I don't know if Modern Warfare 2 had anything like that. They might have had...
I think they had what they call hot fixes.
Yeah. That's basically what it's called.
Yeah.
But for fixing some of the care package, I think that was like... too much of the actual code that needed to change, and I'm sure about Black Ops. I'm not too sure.
Depends on the code on the game, because I think for Black Ops, the code on the game was pretty much the same for PlayStation and Xbox. But I think when it comes to Modern Warfare 2, it was different. Well, it was quite different. So maybe releasing a patch was different.
Yeah.
The other thing is how they're not including, how Commando's not a perk. But it's not a perk in Black Ops, but they still see, like, really long lunges.
And you still do. They've done all that tweaking to it, and it's still... I know it can be down to lag, but, you know, even when you're on a 4-bar connection, there's no reason to be Commando'd.
The main issue is lightweight for me. That's the perk. The only part that gets me, really, if I get lunged, is lightweight and marathon. Because you never noticed it in Call of Duty 4, because you had extreme conditioning, but it never really took it to a point where you got lunged from a distance or something like that. I've only noticed it since lightweight has gone into the game.
Lightweight is awkward. I mean, you know, when you come up against someone that's moving left and right, they're actually difficult to lock onto.
I was killed. I was playing back when Modern Warfare 2 was out. Well, came out, like originally came out. I was playing, I think Afghan was the map, and this guy did like a fucking like a snake move. He was going left to right to me. I was trying to hit him and I couldn't. He fucking knifed me. That right there ended the game. That whole gaming session. I shut my PS3 off.
That's lightweight for you.
You mean you didn't throw your Turtle Beach headset like I did?
No, I didn't.
So, go on, tell us the story, Junkie.
Go on, this should be interesting. Go on, Junkie, we're playing Nuketown earlier, and...
Oh, so you're going to tell the story, Slayer?
No, you tell it, go on.
So we're playing Nuketown, I had the contract for, what is it, three chopper gunners or whatever. And then, so I had 8 kills or whatever. And we'll just put it this way. Slayer, stole my kill. Then his brother stole my kill.
Really?
And then his brother stole another kill. And then I threw my headset.
I didn't directly steal your kill, JJ.
No, he never does.
No, you did.
It was my dog. I can't help it. He stunned the guy, yeah. He threw a stun, and my dog literally lunged him, and that was it. I didn't steal it. Shoot the dog. My dog killed me and my brother earlier. The dog's, like, I don't know if it's a glitch with this new fix, but I've been killed by my dogs, like, once or twice today.
You deserve it.
And it killed my brother as well. I was like, really?
Yeah, if you're in the way while they're jumping.
I've never really had that. I've never had that issue before, though.
Yeah, ever. Because you're always in a corner with your back against the wall.
So does anybody else think that a knife kill in Modern Warfare, or in any of the COD series, should be a two hit kill?
Knifing pisses me off. We're not going to get into it.
Yeah, it's a tricky one.
Bullshit.
No,
it should be a two hit kill, and here's why. Because if you throw a noob tube at somebody and you get a hit marker, then why the fuck is a knife going to kill you with one shot? If he hits you, like, on an arm or a leg. Same thing with grenades. You get hit markers with grenades.
It's bullshit.
Personally, I think it should be taken out. There should be no knifing.
I hate panic knifers. You'll meet someone around a corner, start shooting at them, they panic knife you. You know, I don't mind.
I mean, they actually do it. Whereas if, like, you know, they see you and their instant is, I mean, it's not to knife you. It's to, like, kind of like move. But as they get to move, they eat the thumbstick in the panic and
I used to be a panic knifer.
I never knifed when I was on the original one.
I did, because I used to press the stick a little bit too hard. And, you know, just sometimes I'd be in a gunfight. I wouldn't have been close to the person. I'd just knife in the air.
You know, I've done that. I do that now. Well, I've changed my layout, but...
Obviously I'm on tactical now, so... Not so much of an issue. And I don't really knife a lot as it is.
I can't knife. I knife fail now because I've changed the tactical, like yourself, Pop. Like, knifing for me, it's a real struggle because I can't get used to pressing circle now to knife.
Well, the thing is, I've never had much success knifing anyway. I find that if I go to knife someone, it'll just lunge past them. Whereas if somebody does that to me, you know, I'm dead. That frustrates the hell out of me.
I actually got a hit marker off a knife the other week. No joke. Yeah, I swear to God, I got a hit marker. Because I looked at the kill cam and I knifed him. And, like, I was making sure for any crossfire just in case someone was shooting him. And no one was shooting him. I got a hit marker and the screen kind of flashed. He'd done some weird thing and he just knifed me. Like, God, thanks. Woo.
Okay, so go back to some of the games. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. But so go back to some of the games that are being, I don't know, announced at E3. Is Resistance 3 confirmed?
Yes.
Anyone know any details about that?
Not really, no. I don't like the look of it.
I mean, I know you guys played it a lot. I never played any of it. So I didn't look at it.
Yeah, the only thing I really played was co-op. That's the only thing I enjoyed. I tried the actual competitive, the multiplayer side of it, but it didn't appeal to me.
Dude, the multiplayer and the Resistance 2 is bad. Like, it was just bad.
They got it really right on number one, Fall of Man. That was the best, probably, like...
I've never played
one. I know. Number one, I really enjoyed, man. It was just funny, man. It was just... It was so chaotic. Like, you know, noob tubes going off, spike grenades, heat grenades. And then we played, was it Manchester, that map, with the cathedral? Oh, my God, you should play that online. I used to, like, go around and laugh my head off most of the time, because... The shit that used to go on, like grenades and noob tubes going off in one building, was crazy. It was just crazy mode, but it was funny at the same time.
It's really like...
Sounds like Modern Warfare 2.
I'll tell you what, it was
the whole time.
Modern Warfare 2, but just with like a funny kind of tinge to it, they say. Sometimes I just put my pad on the floor where I just couldn't stop laughing.
What I'm looking for, so I made like a little list of what I was looking for on E3. I'm looking for more information. So I know I haven't bashed it, but I've said I probably wouldn't play it. But I'm looking forward to Battlefield 3 because I've seen the trailers on YouTube and I've gone to the DICE site. It actually looks pretty good. It looks really good, and that new engine where everything is pretty much destroyable.
Yeah,
it looks good. You really can't camp behind some shit because it's going to
destroy whatever it's called.
I think there's
Frostbite.
Frostbite 2.
Yeah, 2.
The Frostbite 2 or 3, whatever.
2.0.
Looking forward to Battlefield 3. SSX, the snowboarding games.
Skateboard. No, I've never really got into those games, but yeah, I know what you're on about.
Uncharted 3.
Yep, definitely.
And FIFA 12. And that's pretty much it. Everything else doesn't really appeal to me.
FIFA 12.
The only problem is that I really lost out of touch with FIFA years ago. No, I never really got back into my football games. I did really enjoy them, but I don't know, for some reason, as soon as I actually got Call of Duty, that was it really. Kind of first-person shooters took over regardless.
There's actually quite a few PS3 exclusives, isn't there? Infamous 2, Resistance 3, Ratchet and Clank. Don't know who'd play that, but somebody does.
I was downloading that, and
I downloaded it.
Oh, did you get
it for a couple of minutes, and then I turned it off.
Free of PlayStation.
The welcome pack. Yeah, I got the I don't know what it's called now, the zombie one.
Dead Nation.
Yeah.
Dead Nation.
Infamous. What do you got? Little Big Planet.
Has anyone played Devil May Cry?
No.
Yeah.
I do enjoy the Devil May Cry series, and I was hoping they might release something at E3 about that. It's just, who played, was it Swamps?
Wow.
Have you played it?
Yeah. I played the last one.
You played the last one. What did you think of it?
It was alright.
Did anybody play... Go ahead, Swamps, sorry.
No, that was it. That was all I was going to say.
Did anybody play the Metal Gear series? Because I know Metal Gear was PS3 exclusive, but now
used
it's not.
To.
Yeah, I
was going on that, but that was the last time I played them.
Yeah, I used to.
Do you know they're doing a remake now?
As they are.
They're doing a HD remake on them now, aren't they? Metal Gear Solid 2, Snake Eater, and the one after.
Yeah.
They're doing a HD remake I saw the other day. Post up on GameSpot. I have played them, yeah, for sure.
They're supposed to be releasing the Resident Evil games.
Ooh.
There was I heard about that, I don't know, a couple months ago. I think two of the games in HD.
Resident Evil 4, is it? And Veronica, I think, codenamed Veronica.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah, I mean, Resident Evil 4 for me, I will definitely get, because that is just like a pretty epic game. For me. It was probably my favourite out of the Resident Evil series.
I never got into any of that stuff.
Mm. And I mean, I still own it for the GameCube. So.
Wow.
And I still play it every now and again.
Mm.
Epic game.
Junkie, what are you looking forward to?
Uncharted 3. That's the only game I'm really looking forward to.
Not Battlefield 3, no?
I mean, I'll play Battlefield, but I'm really looking forward to Uncharted 3.
Mm. I think I might actually buy, depending on like what I see this week, I think I might actually just pre-order Battlefield.
Yeah, I know, I probably will.
Really I've got that pre-ordered. I'll
definitely pre-order that, yeah.
My problem is, being unemployed, you don't have money, so...
I know what you mean.
I mean... I don't know, even if the like multiplayer doesn't quite go out as well as what Modern Warfare 3 will, I'll definitely play it for single player. Definitely.
Yeah.
Do enjoy them as much as what I do in my multiplayers.
But
I don't know how everyone else feels about that, but yeah.
Yeah, there's a rumour of a Grand Theft Auto 5.
yeah, but they said they wouldn't release it until a couple of years, didn't they? Because of the add-on packs for 4 and that, and the series, and... I don't know. I'm going to rewatch
that. That was a couple of years ago, though, weren't it? Like, yeah. I mean, when was...
Yeah, but this, I remember reading somewhere they weren't in no rush to release the next one.
Looks, I mean, you've just had L.A. Noire as well, which is Grand Theft Auto in the 40s.
Yeah.
So how many
Go ahead.
Sorry, I mean, how many people here have actually played Grand Theft Auto 4?
Me.
No,
I played it.
I got to 70% of the game, and then the Rockstar released or whatever it was, the patch, and they patched trophy supported, and I was like, oh yeah, great. I'll sink now, and I should get all them trophies popping up, and then fuck all popped up, and it was like, all right, I can start that again, and that was it.
Yeah, that was kind of...
86 inch.
I don't know what the issue with that was, because I remember... Was it Need for Speed I played? Some trophy support or something like that? And they released a load of trophies or something like that. And I had done it in the campaign, and if it should have done it, they gave me the trophy for it. I don't know what the issue was with it. About...
Yeah, it was just Rockstar being arses.
Yeah, it's just wanting to play their games, what it is. You know?
But I played a game, and I would continue to play the game. If all the trophies were, you know, had popped up for what I had done, it was just like, I mean, I was 70% game completed, and I did not want to have to go all the way through to the beginning again to get all the way up to that point just to get the trophy. So I just called it, you know, called it quits.
I used to own the game, but I didn't stick with it for very long. Maybe I just didn't give it long enough. But, I mean, I found you were driving around too much.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can do, but the thing is as well, I mean, it's kind of weird. I mean, there's cabs dotted around that you can get a cab, with your cousin Roman as well. When you get to a certain point, in the game, you get, like, you know, you gain, like, loyalty or whatever, respect off them. And then you get the free car service, so you can use it. Yeah, you know, so you can use the car to travel everywhere. You just, you know, ring him up, car service or wherever, and then it sends a cab and you just use it at your disposal to do whatever you want. So, you know, there is kind of a fast travel system enabled in there, but it's just, you know, it's kind of more fun just to wheelie it everywhere on a motorbike or driving in a fire engine and just crazy stuff like that. I never had a problem with, like, driving around and stuff like on it.
No, I didn't. I don't know what you mean, though, because it was kind of like the same thing in Red Dead Redemption, just kind of riding around everywhere. You know, you had like your shortcuts and that. You could, if you'd visit the place, you could go there. Was it by the train or something?
Yeah, well, you had the choice of train, stagecoach, or like at your save point, you could fast travel there. I think you could fast travel at your campsite as well.
Yeah.
When you made a campsite.
Yeah, the campsite was one of the nicer things.
Yeah, so, you know, there's plenty of things. It's just like sometimes some people don't utilize the features or they may not be aware of them. You know, it's just one of them things. But, you know, I mean, the one game that I had an issue with, like, was Far Cry 2. It was just like, that just annoyed the crap out of me. You know, I'd be at the top of, like, this place and then it turned out the mission would be the furthest part away from me and it'd be like, you got to drive there and it'd be like, nah, I refuse to drive there.
Well, yeah, the thing is, the quick travel system wasn't that quick, because you still had to go to the quick travel system.
Yeah, by the time you've got there, you've, like, spent 10 minutes getting there, and it's like, shit, I've still got more to go, and it's like, nah, I can't do this. Yeah. I mean, it would have been a great game if it hadn't have been for that. Mm. It would have been a game that I'd have played a lot more if it hadn't have been for that. Yes. But, I mean, I paid a couple of quid for it, so, you know, I didn't really lose out.
There's only one game I kind of really lost hair over, and that was Uncharted 2 on Crushing Mode. Has anyone played that on Crushing Mode on Uncharted 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that last boss, what was his name? Talk about grenade spam.
I don't know.
Oh, I'll tell you what. That night, I nearly threw my pad out the window. It was ridiculously hard, man. It wasn't just killing him, it was just the grenade spam. It was just like, really? Can you hold 10 grenades in your hand and throw them?
Probably. Yeah, you can.
Well, apparently, if you're a World at War player, you can. A veteran. You should lob those over. Crazy, man.
So, is there anything else from E3? I think pretty much sums it up for E3, doesn't it?
That's kind of, yeah, that's the main things, like Modern Warfare 3, Battlefield 3, Uncharted 3, you got SSX, you probably have more revelation about NGP or the PS Vita.
Wii 2,
if you see anything.
Anyone going to be watching the stream?
Nah.
I might. No, I'll be at work, so no. But I'll probably just, I'll get home and probably read dead. Up on it afterwards, yeah. But no.
I might do. I don't know.
I'll have a Google when I feel
depends
like
if I wake up in time.
I think, well, I don't know, but I think the Sony stream is later on in the day, so I don't know. I know it goes on late.
They tweaked the link, didn't they? I think they tweeted the link for it or something, or it's up on the blog. And I thought, all right then.
If there was anything you'd like to see in Modern Warfare 3, apart from the Blackbird, what would it be? Anything at all? Could be from a gun to a perk to a kill streak or anything.
From myself, chickens. I would like to see...
Go, chicken, go!
Chickens with grenades.
That's
on.
What I want to see.
Chicken, go. I don't know. The ability to like, not...
Right,
I don't know. Just a decent connection. Not having it based on location.
The ability to not make a shitty game.
Well, the thing is, I found that Infinity Ward based games, the hit detection is better than Treyarch, I think.
Yeah, it's a service better, isn't it?
Yeah, you're right.
It was more money behind them, that's what it was.
I had the same issue in World of War as I do Black Ops.
But wouldn't they be the same kind of... I don't get, like, these servers are better and...
Difference. The difference in the coding.
No, I mean, when people say servers, they're...
Because I don't think they...
There ain't. There's only...
We call it peer-to-peer, but it's not technically really peer-to-peer. Even though you're connecting to it, it's got a server-client type thing going on. But there's no actual server, like a dedicated server.
No, it's just Demonware, isn't it?
No, Demonware is like where the matchmaking and the stats are held.
Yeah, Demonware's matchmaking.
And that's like, that's what Infinity Ward use. I don't know what Treyarch use. I assume.
I'd assume they'd use the same thing because of it being Activision and stuff.
What it comes down to is the actual code, you know. Obviously Treyarch have modified the code.
The engine.
You know, yeah, the engine. So, you know, the hitbox might be slightly... different.
Yeah, obviously what it is that maybe they've got the same engine, but they haven't actually got fully what Infinity Ward have incorporated in terms of the online and the hosting capabilities and the hit detection and stuff like that. So that they might have had to, or they may actually just have, is just the engine.
You don't know, maybe the hitbox is slightly smaller on Black Ops than it is, you know, on Modern Warfare 2, you just don't know.
I wouldn't even say that. I mean, oh, I know you have stopping power in Modern Warfare 2, but I had no problems dropping people. None at all. I don't remember getting shot around corners either.
I'm more talking like when you have to lead people.
Maybe.
No, getting shot around corners was still happening in Modern Warfare 2.
No, but it's not an issue as what it is on Black Ops.
It wasn't as big as an issue. There weren't no really, I didn't have any major complaints about Modern Warfare 2 in terms of like hit detection. That was fine.
I watched today were a game we had yesterday on HQ on Havana, and my brother took this death, and on his screen, he was round the corner, and when this guy was shooting, all he was shooting was thin air, and he still killed him.
That's like conversation in play there.
Yeah, and like literally there was nothing, like he wasn't shooting, you could see him run round the corner. But if you actually look, he's actually shooting nothing. He's shooting just a wall, but he somehow killed him somehow. I was looking, I was thinking, really? That's just crazy. I mean, I know there's like lag compensation, but that's just ridiculous. Like, he's round the corner. Like, what, really?
Yeah, I don't know. Black Ops just seems that you can actually notice the lag compensation more than what you could in previous titles.
I don't reckon it's a good idea.
It is and it isn't. I mean, I don't know.
Mm.
Okay, so I think last thing I was going to ask you guys, anyone getting the map pack?
Nope.
No.
I don't know. I don't really.
Now, I know that Slayer and Swamp, we played on Xbox. I didn't particularly like any of the new maps, to be honest.
I only played two.
I played them all. I played, but the ones I hated the most were Sioux and Hotel.
Zoo kind of reminded me of that crappy carnival on Modern Warfare 2 for some reason. It was just like loads of places for people to sit in a corner and wait for you to come past. And
yeah, for me, I had issues spotting people out because there was like dark areas. It's
really, really dark. Yeah, it's a dark map.
And as for Hotel, yeah.
I tell a lie, I played three then. Yeah, Hotel.
People sit in corners, and it's even worse. I just didn't enjoy that at all. Convoy's the other one, isn't it? That wasn't too bad.
Convoy, which one?
That's the one with the big
road. Well, I wasn't putting a claymore into a elevator and watching somebody die from that. I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah.
I mean, out of all the map packs that have been released over all the Call of Duty series, this is one that I've enjoyed the least. That's my personal opinion. There's no good maps in it. I mean, the only one reason why I'll get it is depending on how many people on my friends list get it.
Well, I mean, I'll get it just to play zombies and do a marathon run with Hatred. But I don't think I'll be bothered to play the actual maps online.
I wish they'd do something where you could just, like, you know, choose what you want to buy out the map pack. At a reduced price, you know. Whether you want to buy the maps, like the multiplayer maps, or you want to buy the zombie map.
It's just the
why can't they just do it that way? Just split it up. It's not hard for them, though, is it?
No.
It's not really. They could, like, just stick the zombie map on its own, charge, like, I don't know, £3-4 for it, and people will buy it. But then again, nobody will pay full price for the multiplayer map. That's it. And it's just a squeeze. You know, you don't want the multiplayer maps. Why should you be forced to buy them just because you want one zombie map?
Mm.
It's like, well done, Activation, for sucking the fucking life out of me.
But, you know, they won't make any money that way, this way.
Yeah, it's...
Make better fucking maps, then. People will be happy to buy them. And make shite. Force people to buy them.
But apart from that, I think people are more a fan. Like, people who don't play online may play the zombies. So, you know, regardless whether they'll make them better maps, then maybe people just don't play online anyway.
But why would you buy zombies if you don't play online? You ain't going to buy zombies to play online, I mean, if you don't play online.
No, but they just may not play a multiplayer, like, competitively.
I don't know, then. I wouldn't... I mean, if you didn't play multiplayer online, I wouldn't force myself to go and play with three other randoms in a zombie map, you know, on a game of zombies, because I'd probably have, like, no pads left, no headset, and a big hole in my TV.
On that note, guys, we're going to wrap this up.
Yeah.
Thanks for joining us for episode 2 of Backpacking Scrubs. Say goodbye, guys.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye. See you later, fruitcakes.
Nope. You'll stink.